coming up.
And she reached out before she paid, and she was like, hey, you know, how legit is this? Are you real? And she says that Brittany emailed back, yes, that she basically told her everything she wanted to hear, right? Which is how these always begin.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. If you're on Instagram, YouTube, or TikTok, you might have come across content posted by Brittany Dawn Davis.
Yeah, we're talking about Brittany Dawn Davis. And if you don't know her, she is a big-time social media influencer here in North Texas. She's got about 1 million followers on TikTok, 250,000 YouTube subscribers. This is something from her YouTube page, and nearly 500,000 on her Instagram page.
Davis started out as a fitness influencer, posting exercise videos and nutrition tips. And after gaining popularity, she began selling fitness and nutrition plans. But now, the Texas Attorney General's office says those services were a scam.
Now, the AG's office is asking for anything between $250,000 to $1 million in damages.
William Joy has been covering this story for WFAA in Dallas. William, can I have you start by telling me about Brittany Dawn Davis? Who is she?
Yeah, so Brittany Dawn Davis is, a lot of people, let me take a step back. If you have an Instagram account, you've probably at some point seen, you know, these fitness people or gurus or trainers or nutritionists. And she's kind of all of that wrapped into one, right? Like a fitness influencer. And she developed a really large following, so on all the platforms, right? Like 250,000 on YouTube, which was probably like maybe one of the original ones. You know, TikTok's new. She's up to almost 1 million people on that, 500,000 on Instagram. And she developed this following, and then in 2014 began starting to sell these nutritional programs basically to people. That's the short version of who she is.
And you mentioned that at some point, she decides to start offering paid services.
Right. Yeah. Back in 2014 is where this all started, according to the, you know, Texas Attorney General's office and some clients that we spoke to. And 2014, she starts offering these services, and people are paying anywhere from $92 to $300 for these plans. And they really didn't live up to what she had advertised them as. There was a whole litany of issues, and we can get into those. But basically, she was, the short version is advertising one thing and delivering something totally different.
That's where this new lawsuit comes into the picture. This is a little different than the stories we typically cover on this podcast, being that we don't have any criminal charges here. But we do have a civil case. Who exactly is the complainant, and what are they alleging?
Right. So it's the state of Texas is basically saying that Brittany Dawn scammed these people defrauded them. So it's under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act, which is like, you know, the technical term behind this lawsuit. But the simplest way to explain it is if you think of a plumber, an electrician who like promises to do work, you pay that person and then they don't actually do it. That's the simple version of what this is the equivalent to. It's just that, you know, online fitness influencers are kind of a brand new version of this sort of Deceptive Trade Practices Act. So it's no different than if a bunch of people complained to the BBB, or in this case, the, you know, Consumer Complaints Division of the Attorney General's office filed complaints, which started back in 2019, and then eventually led to this lawsuit here, you know, 3 years later in 2020.
One of the people named in the lawsuit is a woman named Corey Reale. What's her story?
Right. So Corey, and again, when you're thinking of, you know, 1 million people on TikTok and people on Instagram, even though, you know, Brittany's based here in DFW in Dallas, Fort Worth, in North Texas area, Corey's actually from Wisconsin. And these clients are at least all over the US. So it's a Texas lawsuit because, you know, Brittany's here, but these clients, Corey's from Wisconsin. So she's, you know, living in a rural part of Wisconsin. She kind of joked to me when we talked, she's like, there aren't exactly personal trainers up here. You know, she's out on the middle of nowhere. She said in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So she spends $115 on a plan back in 2014. And she was upfront that she had an eating disorder. She really connected, related to Brittany. And she's always been one of those people who double and triple checks everything, very wary of the internet. And she reached out before she paid, and she was like, like, hey, you know, how legit is this? Are you real? And she says that Brittany emailed back, yes, that she basically told her everything she wanted to hear, right? Which is how these always begin, right? I heard everything I wanted to hear. It seemed real. And then she gets the actual plan, and it seems a little generic, but she was okay with that. And then she also notices right away that it says, dear, comma, XXXX, like a form letter, right? And that also, she was kind of like, all right, this is a little sketchy. But she sticks with it. She does the plan, and she ends up gaining 9 pounds in 2 weeks. Well, as somebody who had an eating disorder in the past, she told me, you know, that triggered that right away.
She made it sound so easy. It's like, just reach out. I want to help all of you. It set me back. It actually pushed me back into my eating disorder.
And she was, you know, messaging on Instagram. She was messaging, she was emailing, never heard back. And if she ever did, the one thing that this complaint says is not just for Corey, but for all the clients, if they heard back, the only thing they ever heard was like, you got this, babe, or like, keep doing it. Like, it was very generic, never said anybody's name. It was just kind of like somebody just, you know, like if you're denying a call on your phone or something, it's like, I'll call you back later. It was like that, but for everybody who had these plans. And again, one of the more tragic parts of this is it's not just, you know, people who, you know, did a plan. A lot of these people, it mentions at least 14 people and mentioned in their complaint that they had eating disorders. Like, this really triggered people to relapse into, you know, parts of their life that they were really trying to get out of. These are people who really wanted help.
Davis has received a number of complaints over the years, even before this lawsuit. And in 2019, she posted videos responding to some of the complaints about her services. What were the steps that she said she was taking at that point?
Yeah, there was this real mix of videos. And it was like on one, it was weird because at first she would say, oh, like our consumer complaint department has everything, you know, covered. We're on top of this. We're working on it. And then she would, you know, post another video saying, you know, people are hating on me, and we're, you know, calling out the hate was, I think, the name of that video that she posted on YouTube. She eventually does an interview with Good Morning America, you know, admitting that she had asked clients to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, before she would refund them. She admits that she would delete comments from people who, like Corey, were saying, hey, what's going on with my plan? Haven't heard from you. That she kind of came clean, so to speak, but a lot of the clients, Reali included, say that they just, you know, they came across as disingenuous to them. They just didn't believe her. So what's interesting and somewhat bizarre and worth mentioning is that, you know, nothing changed from 2019 to 2022. It was almost like all these clients, Reali included, felt like everything was over in 2019. Kind of like, we complained, she, you know, did her apology, and that was the end of it. And then suddenly this lawsuit comes up. Nothing, there's nothing new in this lawsuit from 2019 to today. Some people speculated, you know, the attorney general is in a heated primary election. And so people are thinking maybe, you know, a high profile lawsuit might be the reason this is coming across suddenly. And that is worth mentioning. But yeah, so there's nothing new that's happened from 2019 to 2022. But there's been this series of complaints, and finally it's coming out. A lot of these people, you know, have a Facebook group together, this Brittany Dawn complaints group. And they were all posting that the AG's office had suddenly reached out to them. They were all excited that there's new momentum, that something's actually happening. It's just a shame to them that it took so long to get here.
Instagram star to accused con artist, a local social media influencer, may have to answer to the state of Texas in addition to her angry followers.
Help us understand, in a situation like this, where things go from bad business practice to potentially violating laws. In this case, the allegation is violating the Deceptive Trade Practices Act.
Right. So for her, it's not just, you know, I made a mistake, right? It wasn't just, you know, she does say, and she said in those videos, you go back to 2019, you know, I just grew too fast, too big, that I couldn't keep up with it and that sort of thing. But this is taking, and we're talking about thousands of clients here, right? This isn't, I mentioned, you know, 14 people mentioned in their complaints to the AG's office that, that they had eating disorders. But according to this lawsuit from the AG's office, from about thousands of people, right, ranging from $92 to $300, you add that all up and that's a lot of money. I mean, the AG's office is actually asking for somewhere between $250,000 and $1 million from Brittany. So we're talking about a lot of money that was allegedly taken from people. And then again, people either got partial refunds or no refunds at all. So basically, people were promised one thing and then never delivered. And you know, some of the insult to injury basically was that these clients weren't just, it wasn't just, hey, I ordered this product and never got it. There were some things that are very specific. Like for instance, there's a, you know, specific internet complaint and the fact that she charged a shipping fee for plans, even though they were emailed, which is pretty unique. And then on top of that, there were a lot of people who had asked for weight gain plans, but had instead gotten weight loss plans. There were people who, I think in one case, if I remember correctly, there were people who were 140 pounds different, but they were posting again on this Facebook page. They were able to find each other and realize that their recommended daily calorie intake was only 60 calories different. So 140 pounds different, same height, but basically told to eat the same amount, which is, you know, again, pretty egregious according to this lawsuit.
Have we heard any response to the lawsuit from Davis or from her legal team?
No. And that's, you know, we've reached out to her, not just back in 2019. We reached out to her when these complaints first surfaced back in 2019. And again, the only response then was these YouTube videos, that interview with Good Morning America. Now, I mean, we messaged her on, I personally messaged her on Instagram, emailed her, never heard back. And if you go to her social media platforms, it's not like she's gone to ground. And that's what is really frustrating a lot of these clients. She didn't just, you know, disappear off the face of the internet. She's, you know, posting posts, she's storying. It's as if none of this is going on. I mean, this is national news, right? I mean, we covered it. A lot of stations in our area covered it. And as I mentioned, it affects clients all over at least the country. And she's just posting as if nothing happened. Again, she's pivoted from fitness to more spirituality. Reality told me she thinks it's just disgusting. That's her words, not mine. She has this new account where she's posting basically these spiritual and well-being conferences. She's actually hosting a convention for $125 a person here in Fort Worth in April. Doesn't include, you know, room or board or anything like that. It's just the come see the speakers for $125. So she's still, you know, hosting events. She's still keeping up a following, and she has really kind of ignored this, at least so far. But certainly, as the case moves forward, we'll have some sort of response from her eventually.
William Joy with WFAA in Dallas will be keeping an eye on your reporting. Thanks for sharing the story.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following the podcast wherever it is you're listening right now. If you're looking for more podcasts, you can head over to vaultstudios.com for a full list of our shows. That includes our newest podcast, Killer Cases. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.